This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You're listening to Saturday Magazine this morning here with Fiona and Paul. Macca is away this week.
I know, it's back to us. And we have our guest who was actually supposed to be in the studio but has wonderfully made herself available by phone is Jane Gilmore, who is an author, and she has completed a recent book called Fixed It. Jane, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for being so understanding about my diary.
That's okay. I can imagine that when you're working on a book tour and promoting a new book, you've got a lot of things and people and places to be. So
the response has been great, but honestly, I'd rather have been anywhere than at home during the dusting this morning.
Exactly. You could be in here with the studio.
I know.
There's a whole bunch of us here. We've got puppies. We've got, you know, people coming and going. It was great that we could get a hold of you this morning. So Fixed It, right. Now, one of the unique things, I mean, I first actually, I haven't met you, Jane, but I saw you interview Jess Hill at readings probably about a month or 6 weeks ago with her new book, which is See What You Made Me Do, which is a fantastic, fantastic book. Now, what you've done is so, I mean, reading the premise of Fixed It, you've basically taken it upon yourself to rewrite headlines and stories to alter the journalist's point of view or the way that they're representing women in the media. Could you give us a bit of background on how you came to be doing this and then how it turned into a book?
Almost all of that happened by accident. I didn't plan any of it. I had been writing about the way the media was portraying men's violence against women and, you know, 1,000-word articles, and it just was not cutting through because it would take so much to explain what the problem was and how it could be done better. And I could almost hear people's eyes glazing over. And then I was on the tram one day a couple of years back, and this headline came up in my feed that was, you know, something like Townsville police say selfie led to a stabbing murder. And I looked at it and went, well, selfie, how does a selfie cause murder? It doesn't. So I just pulled out my phone and one of those apps that's supposed to make you look 10 years younger and 10 kilos lighter in photos and just changed it. I put a red line through the headline and I rewrote it for a man's decision to kill a woman leads to fatal stabbing murder, something along those lines, and threw it out to social media. And within a couple of hours, like, my phone was just exploding in my hands. And I went, that's where it is. It's the picture paints a 1,000 words thing. And I didn't have to explain it because it was self-evident and fixed.
As a journalist yourself, I mean, you have a direct experience with the we know that journalism is so incredibly important, and we have some fantastic journalists in Melbourne and in Australia. As a journalist yourself, it must have been frustrating over the years to be watching and seeing how women are portrayed. I mean, in so many ways, we understand that domestic violence is a massive, massive issue in Australia at the moment, and but on so many levels. How much of a relief is it for you to now feel like you're actually being able to take some action towards this?
Look, I have really complicated feelings about it because I am a journalist, and I know that most journalists are really well-intentioned, and, you know, nobody's sitting at home stroking a white cat and plotting out their evil plans to make it okay for men to abuse women. It's not like that. It's under pressure. It's conservatism. It's this is how we've always done it, so this is how we're always going to do it. It's ignorance and not understanding the problem and not having the time to find out more about it because they're doing three people, what used to take three people now, you know, if you're lucky, you get one person. So I understand a lot of the reasons for it, but it is frustrating that it's so difficult to get change.
Jane,
so
hi.
I think...
Sorry.
Hi.
Sorry, it was Paul here. I was going to ask you, you say there was a role where three people now and it's one person. How much is that is just down to they've got bad journalists doing some of the work and who's just not up for the job, and therefore if they had better qualified people and perhaps less men, you'd actually get a better balanced set of headlines?
I don't know so much that it's bad journalists or bad quality. I think it is that thing of this is how it's always been done, and because journalism was created and designed mostly by straight white men in power, their unquestioning presumptions were kind of built, coded into the DNA of journalism. And I really think the key is getting more people who are not the straight white man with a privileged background into senior positions and questioning those assumptions that they don't even realise they have.
That's exactly right. Now, I mean, of course, it's not, you don't want to say it's unintentional, because that would be, you could call it unintentional, you could call it lazy, you could call it just the prescribed way of doing things. But perhaps it's just because we don't have, the representation of women who are journalists is that they're underrepresented. I mean, we've got the fantastic work of people like, you know, Adele Ferguson and Melissa Fyfe and other incredible people at The Age, Clementine Ford and all these fantastic commentators, but there's still a much lower representation of women in the media, and so therefore perhaps it's not just being aware enough of the ongoing representation issues. And it's just going to take time, and you've done a fantastic book by bringing it to people's attention. But did you also say that only one editor, male editor, had actually contacted you and asked you how they could redo do this?
There's no male editors have contacted me. One female editor did get in touch and ask for help with doing things better, and one male editor did get in touch to ask if next time I needed to do a fix, could I contact him first so he could change it without being publicly shamed?
Oh, no.
We are running out of time. I just think the point you made earlier was so spot on. You know, we have got to start looking at things through a different lens. And I think the only way
I really think that's the key.
Yeah,
I really do.
You can only start to make change by actually identifying when these things are not right. And I think this book is amazing at just trying to shine a light and say, look, guys, it's not right. We got to move on and change it. And I think this is a great step forward to try and achieve that.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jane, for the time this morning. Appreciate the phone chat, and good luck with the book.
Thank you again. Really appreciate it.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.